Okay, Simin Lamed Aleph, Shekol Kavanos Ha'adam Yiyu L'Shem Shemayim. So he said everything you're supposed to do is L'Shem Shemayim. So Beis, Achilu Shasiya Ketzer. How do you get, how are you supposed to eat and drink L'Shem Shemayim? Ein Tzorach Loimer Shelo Yoyfa V'Yishtu Dvarim Asurim Chas V'Sholem. Goes without saying that you should not eat or drink things that are Asur Chas V'Sholem El Agam B'Dvarim HaMutorim. Right? Also with things that are mutter, don't eat treif, but even things that are mutter, you're thirsty or hungry, and all you're doing is eating and drinking for your ano, that's not praiseworthy. Meaning he didn't say there's anything wrong, he just said it's not praiseworthy, right? Your kavana with your eating and your drinking, that you should have koyach. You shouldn't eat anything that the palate just wants. Like a dog or a donkey. You should eat things that help and are good for your health. Which most of us don't do, right? I mean, that for sure means you shouldn't be eating at any kiddush, right? Kiddush, smorgasbord, Viennese table are out. Or drinking, yes.
Wait.
There are anche maisa that before they eat, they say, I've tried this, it doesn't help for me. I want to eat and drink that I should be healthy and strong to Rabbi Lusavari. So Rabbi Groner has over there in the corner some donuts. So I don't see any reason why I should eat them, but it could very well be that on my way out, I'm going to take one. For what? Whatever. Okay,
so we're supposed to get pleasure.
He says. He doesn't say it's asr. That's what I'm saying. He says it's ainam meshuba.
I'm saying, like, it shouldn't be your kavana to eat for a pleasure. Your kavana should be lishma.
Yes.
Memela, you should wine. Enjoy.
On Shabbos, it's been drink wine. So
yeah,
mitzvah.
No, you can. There's nothing wrong with appreciating in these types of things. Avada, right? But bottom line is, let's call a spade, right? I mean, when we're, if you say this sentence, hinini, that I'm eating for right to lech of a lishtois, that I should be a healthy person, you ain't going to eat that extra piece of steak, and you're not eating beef jerky, and you're not eating pecha, and gribbiness, and even fried chicken. So you know, all there is, you're right, and fried chicken, and whatever. Now, we don't have to go through the whole menu, but...
You eat, and then you're full. It's a good idea.
Yes. But that's all technology's fault. It's all technology's fault. Give them. Yeah, Hayeshiva v'akim v'alichel ketzar. What about sitting, getting up, and walking? Ain't tzarich lemer shaloi yeshiv b'moshav leitzim. It goes without saying that you shouldn't sit with a moshav leitzim. V'shaloi lamed with derech hatoyim, and you shouldn't stand with places that play the derech hatoyim. V'shaloi leil ba'atzas v'shoyim. You shouldn't go with the etzas v'shoyim. El afilu leishiv beside yeshorim. Even to sit in quiet. V'lamed v'mokam tzadikim. And to stand with tzadikim. V'leilach ba'atzas t'mimim. And to stand with people that are pure. Im osa lanos atzmoi, if you're doing it for your own benefit, lahashlim chefze v'tavosoi, to be mashlim your desires, ain't ze meshubach. I mean, there's worse things you could do. Meaning, if the reason why you want to hang out by a tzaddik is not because you really want to get influenced by him, but you want to get a bracha from him so you could win the lottery or something like that, right? It's ain't ze meshubach. Ele yasa l'shem shemayim, you should do it l'shem shemayim. If you can't do it, l'shem shemayim dafka, al yimnes atzmi d'orel, don't hold back from doing these things. Because you want to hang up by a certain tzaddik or whatever it is because you want to be considered chashuv, you want to get brachas, etc., etc. That's not the right reason. You should say, you want to hang up by tzaddikim in order to be influence from them, but that doesn't mean that you should go watch a football game instead of going to a tzaddik, because you're going to the tzaddik for the wrong reason. Hang out by the tzaddik, and therefore hopefully it'll influence you.
If you up by the table and the lights came to your table,
It's a big deal.
should you stand up? And
I don't know. It's a big
I was
deal.
recently by Bar Mitzvah, and like I thought I sat by night, my night, like the first of a guy, and then he started schmoozing with other guys. They started making fun of him.
If I see it by a bar mitzvah, you can get up and leave. It's not a
It was
slap in the face.
Brismila. I could stand up and live.
Yeah. Dalit Shiva case. And what about sleeping? Ain't Sarach Lemer, Bismacha Yohalasi Patayra mitzvahs, when you're able to learn Torah and do mitzvahs, and Mizgara Pashena Lanagasatma, and you decide to go to sleep in order to enjoy yourself, Shaina Roy Lasikane, that is not, again, he's not saying you're doing something wrong. He's staying away from saying that it's awesome. Not saying it's also to go to sleep. Saying it's not proper to do that. Ella afilu bezman yogea, even when you're tired, v'tzarach lishan kedei lanuach miyigiyasa, and you need to sleep when you're because you need to rest from your tiredness. And muscle lanaz gufay ain't a meshubach. If you're doing it because it's a gishmak asleep, then that's not meshubach. Ella yisvam and lasa shenu leinu, your kavana to put to sleep to your eyes ulu gufay menucha l'tzarach brias gufay, that you should want to sleep for a tzayuch of your health, for shalai titra of that your brain shouldn't get, shouldn't be in a, how do you say titra? Mixed up. But Torah machmas menias hashena. I think this one, since I always say negative about myself, this one I think I got down.
You don't go to
One
sleep
I
until
don't
you.
like to go to sleep. I really hate sleeping. I hate it. I do a good job sleeping, don't worry. But actually, no, not such a good job. But lemaisa, I don't like sleep. I don't wake up and say, "Oh, this is geschmack. I enjoy it." I don't enjoy it. I'd much rather eat. I would much rather eat. Yeah.
When you have to wake up early, you don't roll over and say, "I want to sleep more."
I can't fall back asleep. I
Okay,
try. I try, but I don't
fine.
fall back asleep. I'm not saying it's because of any avoidus Hashem that I did. Not because of any avoidus Hashem. It's just not enjoyable. Okay. Tashmish Keitzad, what about relations? Ain't Sarach Lemi. This is dangerous for today's dar. Ain't tzarach lomer shelo yavra aveirachas from avada. You should not. It doesn't mean to go have illicit relationships. Chas v'shalom. Elafilu ba'ayna amura b'tayra. Even in the ayna that it says in the Torah, that's Rashi in last week's parsha, right? There's certain times that you mechuyav have to be with your wife. And also lanos gufay. If he did it for the hanav, if he's gufay lahashlim tavosai, I raise him a maguna. See here, he says maguna. It's the first time he's using the word that it's actually bad. Which is why it's dangerous. Because nowadays this is out. I can confidently say that this is out. And even if your kavanah is that you should have kids, that you want to have kids that will take your place, ain't a meshuvah. That's even that is not meshuvah. What should be the kavanah by relations? That you should have kids to that can serve Hashem. Nothing to do with you. Says or you have kavana to make your guf healthy, and you want to be mekayim the mitzvah to your wife, like a man who pays his chayv, right? When you get married, you sign off. Well, you don't actually sign, but you agree that you're going to sleep with your wife. So when you sleep with your wife, your kavana should be that I owe it to her. I owe it to her. But other than that you should not want to have tashmish. So that's why it's dangerous nowadays, because this was easy to say back then. We see more pritzas in an hour nowadays than they saw in a lifetime. And I'm not talking about pritzas, whatever. We don't have to get into all. Yeah, everybody understands what I mean, right? You go to even a bar mitzvah, a kiddush, walk in the street, you've already seen more than anybody back then saw. Okay. And the shvach to our dar is that I don't think we have any more znus in our dar than they had in those dars. Whichever. That's a whole different shmooze. Okay. Hasicha ketzer, what about talking, Vav? Ain't tzarach lemer l'sapa lashon hara rechilus l'tzanas v'nivlus peah chas v'shalom. We're not saying that you shouldn't talk all these bad talking chas v'shalom. Ela afilu l'sapa b'divrei chachamim, but even to talk with divrei chachamim tzarach shatei kavanas l'avodes aboyrei l'davar maybe l'avodosu. Right. Meaning, even your good talk, you shouldn't just stop talk for no good reason. Your talk should be that it's for avodes aboyrei. That's something that will bring you to his avodah. Zayin, b'chein kishu oisik b'masa u'matan, same thing when you're oisik in business, oyu melacha l'stakar ba, or with melacha in order to try and make yourself money, lo yeh b'liba likwetz maman b'vad. You shouldn't be just to make money. El yasik b'shiyel le'lefarnes b'nei b'esad. You should have in mind that the reason why you want to make money is to be mefarnes b'nei bayis. Unless it's tzedakah, to give tzedakah, look out the bana, but tell the Torah, to bring up your kids for learning. A person has to put his eyes and his heart on the ways, and he has to weigh all his actions with, he has to measure them in, what do you call his name? Scale, thank you. Of your seichel. When you see that you could do something that will be something that's for Hashem, Yaseu, do it. In love, and if it's not for Hashem's sake, lo Yaseu, don't do it. Mishanoyakain nimsa ayver as bayra kol yomav. And if you do this, that means you're doing avodas Hashem all your days. Afilu b'shas shiftei v'kulma, even when you're sitting or when you get up, v'lufa and walking b'shas masoy matane, and you're doing business. Afilu b'achilosei v'shisiyosei, afilu b'tashmishoy. Meaning, if you listen to everything the kids of Shulchan Aruch just said, then you are considered being an Oyved Hashem 24/7, even though on the surface it doesn't seem like you're doing any of it, right? Eating, drinking, tashmish, walking. Everything should be l'shem Shemayim. The Derech says, "Zokef Rabbeinu Hakadosh Etzba Oisav L'Mala," right? The famous Gemara when Rebbe Hakadosh put, who was from the wealthiest people, put up his hands, Lamala Bashasmi Sasa, when I put up his hands like that, and he said, Va'amar, Golavi Yadua Fenecha Shalina Nasim Nehem El Lashem Shemayim. It's Golavi Yadua that I was never Nene from anything, my hands only the Shem Shemayim. That's a major madrig.
And then you write it down for Thomas.
What?
And then you write it down for Thomas.
Yeah, basically.
Then what?
Well, this, when you write it down for Thomas.
Simon Lame Beis, Smiras Hagufa Piateva. So there's going to be more stuff that we're not going to like to hear from the kids. Yeah. What are we doing? Aleph here?
Yeah,
Aleph. Since to have a healthy body is considered derech Hashem, because you can't, when you're sick, it's very difficult for you to know to know Hashem when you're sick, right? If you're sick, you can't function. Therefore, you have to stay far away from things that make the body get lost, meaning have a negative effect on the body. And what you should be knowing is you have to do with things that keep you healthy and rest your body. So, of course, the big culprit for this is smoking / vaping. For some reason, eating and overeating has not made it to the radar of Klal Yisrael yet. I don't know why. I need a rice jump.
That's okay.
It is, but not...
Smoking is not necessary. I'm saying
well, some people
can overdo it, but...
Texting a driver is a good one, Taka. Texting a driver, yeah. Anyways, okay, we'll stop there. To be continued tomorrow, Bez Hashem, all in the health section of Kitty Shopping. All right, everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you.
Cigars, though, Naftali. Cigars are not so bad. Cigars.
Exactly. Somebody I was waiting for you to say
that everybody who smokes.
You don't want to lose me as a chassid.
What?
I say you don't want to lose me as a chassid.
I do. But I would. But the kids have said I should be medabek with Tamid Chachamim and Tzadikim, even if it's Shalai Lashma.
No, so. You just got the wrong end of the deal. I was born a Kohen, so you're like, you know.
There you go.
By the way, Svi Ebert's daughter got engaged.
Very nice. Very nice. Still,